Every defense needs that guy, the one who is unblockable, is a disruptor, and no matter if you double him or even at times triple him, he's always going to figure into nearly every play. Ross Dawson was that kind of a player for the Melcher Dallas football program. For two of his seasons, he had 192.5 tackles and 16 sacks, leading the Saints to a combined 16-3 record in two playoff appearances. Personal records and achievements aside, Dawson remembers how well he and his teammates played together those two seasons.
Watching a team, like, my team was able to grow together because we were, you know, all of us were in the same class and we grew up together. So playing football with the same guys for so many years really gave us a huge advantage just with, you know, understanding how everybody worked and how everybody kind of clicked together. It just kind of, I mean, that's my biggest memory. I mean, we just worked well together. I mean, I guess you could call it a well-oiled machine at one point.
Dawson says he lived every day in his football career by one rule: never settle. He says he continually worked on his technique and strive for perfection, knowing the opposing teams and coaches were keying on his every move.
You know, there's targets on your back now. You know, everybody's going to be watching every little thing you do. I mean, me specifically, I had my few specific moves and few things that I did every single game that I knew people were going to start keying on. It was just something that I just knew I had to do everything I did as perfect as I could. Otherwise, people were going to start catching on, and they were going to start picking up what I was doing and, you know, making it to where I couldn't do it no more.
His motivation did not stop with the opposing team. His teammates also had a friendly competition for who would get the most tackles weekly and for the season. He says that was likely more of a motivator than any opposing team could give.
I had a few of my buddies that always tried to, you know, they're always saying, "Ross, we're getting it this time. We're getting it this time." Well, in my head, it was like, you know what? Everybody knows me as the person who, you know, they always keep an eye on. Well, I'm going to keep it that way. It's just, I mean, that was always my passion. It was my pride. It was my, you know, it was my one ego booster, and I thrived for it.
Dawson also took advantage of playing other sports. His senior season in basketball, he was the second leading scorer for the Saints at 14 points per game and led the team, grabbing 9 rebounds per game. He was also involved in track and field and baseball. Ross says it was all to stay involved and active, but everything he did was training to be better at his number one sport, football.
Football was always that number one thing for me, so in the back of my head, no matter what sport I was in, was always, you know, basketball. It's going to work on my coordination and my hand skills. Track's going to work on my speed and agility. Baseball is going to work on more of my hand and agility stuff. You know, everything was always for football in some way or another.
Ross also watched everyone who was before him that played for Melcher Dallas. He said there was not one person, but a lot of people he used to better himself and keep motivated to play more.
I mean, I looked up to every single player that was above me, that played above me or more than me or anything. I looked up to all of them. Every single person always had that one thing. I mean, if they were playing, they obviously had something that my coach seen that, you know, made them stand out or made them an essential player to the team. So everybody always had that one little thing that I could learn from, whether it was, you know, the way they took their first step, the certain move that they would make, or maybe it was even something that they would say every game. It's like, you know, every player always had something that I could look up to and learn from.
Today, Ross works at 3M in Knoxville, and the very things he learned about teamwork and striving for perfection he was focused on during his school days at Melcher Dallas are being applied now.
Co-workers and work especially, I mean, you got to take pride in what you do no matter what it is. No matter if you like it or not, you still have to take a little bit of pride in it. As far as, you know, my job output and everything else, it's just, you know, why not still have that niche on my shoulder to go out and do the absolute best I can do every day so that people still want to look at me and say, wow, you know, he does a really good job. You know, he works real hard. That, you know, that little bit is enough for me to, you know, always go out and strive to do the best that I can do every day, regardless of what it may be.
While he was never a me-first player, Ross Dawson's numbers are stuff of legend. He had 242 career tackles, 177 solo, 16 career sacks, 59 tackles for loss, 3 fumble recoveries, and both of his picks he got were pick sixes. During his senior season, he earned Des Moines Register All-State second team. He earned first team honors his junior season and was second team All-State with the INA. He becomes the second Melcher Dallas Saint to be honored on the KNIA KRLS All-Decade Team. Ross Dawson from Melcher Dallas. For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Night, I'm Derek Cardwell.